and able to sleep at night. I usually go to sleep pretty quick and stay asleep pretty hard. But there was a night that I was awakened. I was awake and couldn't fall back to sleep. And for about an hour and a half, I just laid there. And there were a number of things that were coming to my mind, I believe the Lord was bringing to my mind. And one of them was an experience I had a number of years ago. There was a woman in a church that we served at before who had a jaw issue that was affecting her ears. And she had been to a surgeon, and they said the only way that this was going to be dealt with was through a surgery. And she didn't want to have to go through this. We had been walking through seeing Jesus bring healing to people, and she came and said, I want to be anointed by the elders. I believe that's the step that I need to take in obedience to the Lord, and I want to be anointed by the elders and have a number of the people in the church and small group to come around and just to wait on God for healing. And as we began that time, the Sunday came and we began to wait upon the Lord, she stopped us. And she said, I don't believe this is about me. I believe this is about my son. And her son was born with a really severe dairy allergy and egg allergy. And she said, I think we need to pray for my son. And so her son was in the nursery being watched by friends. And so we stopped and they brought him in and we began to pray. She said, I think I need to believe and be obedient to what God is saying. This isn't about me. This is about my son. And so as we began to pray and anoint him, all of a sudden she said, it's gone. It's gone. The Lord touched her, but it required her being obedient to what God was saying. I share that this morning because I believe Jesus is our healer, but I also believe sometimes what he's calling us to as healer is to be obedient. I believe his invitation to us this morning is in prayer and in faith, obediently following what the scriptures say, that if you are sick, to come, to call the elders of the faith, and in faith and in obedience, come. Confess any sin, be anointed for healing. And so even as we've heard so well this morning, all of this wonderful truth that Jesus is our healer, I invite you to steps and acts of obedience this morning, trusting him for your healing. As worship team would lead us in song, I invite you to come for prayer and anointing this morning.
That rugged cross, the selfless pain he bore. He breathed his final breath that I would be restored. By his body that was broken, precious blood freely shed. The spotless Lamb of heaven has forever conquered death. Jesus is my healer. He's everything I need. He alone has triumphed over sickness and disease. Fear, where is your power? The cross is your defeat. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Oh, how great a love, I'm held by perfect peace. He walks with me through valleys, understands my suffering. Every joy and shadow of the cross. Everything is covered by the shadow of the cross. Jesus is my healer. He's everything I need. He alone has triumphed over sickness and disease. Fear, where is your power? The cross is your defeat. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Jesus is my healer. He's everything I need. He alone has triumphed over sickness and disease. Fear, where is your power? The cross is your defeat. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory.
We're going to just continue to offer this space for healing. But when you feel ready and released, you may just dismiss yourself and head out. But also just a reminder that we do have that congregational meeting following the service about phase two. So if you're sticking around for that, then linger. But otherwise, you can leave as you feel led.
Jesus is my healer. He's everything I need. He alone has triumphed over sickness and seas. Fear, where is your power? The cross is your defeat. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Everything bows at his name. Everything bows at his name. Sickness, darkness, chains break at the name of Jesus. Jesus is my healer. He's everything I need. He alone has triumphed over sickness and disease. Fear, where is your power? The cross is your defeat. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He's everything. has triumphed over sickness and disease. Fear, where is your power? The cross is your defeat. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory. Jesus is my healer. He has won the victory.